If I was running $1 million or $10 million for that matter, I'd be fully invested. The highest rates of return I've ever achieved were in the 1950s. I killed the Dow. You ought to see the numbers. But I was investing peanuts back then. It's a huge structural advantage not to have a lot of money. I think I could make you 50% a year on $1 million. No, I know I could. I guarantee that. Warren Buffett, Business Week, 1999. In 1956, Warren Buffett was working in New York with his mentor, Value Investing's founder, Benjamin Graham. When Graham decided to retire, he offered his best student a stake in his partnership, Graham Newman. But the 25-year-old Buffett opted to return home instead. Not long after, at the bequest of four family members and three friends, a new investment partnership, Buffett Associates Limited, was formed. Before agreeing to accept their checks, however, he asked them to meet him for dinner at the Omaha Club. Everyone went Dutch. That night, Buffett handed each of them a few pages of legal documents containing the formal partnership agreement and suggested they not worry too much about what was in them. He assured them there would be no surprises. The gathering was intended to discuss something he considered much more important, the ground rules. He had made carbons of this short list of precepts and carefully went through each point. Buffett insisted on complete autonomy. He was not going to talk about what the partnership was actually doing. He gave very little detail on his actual holdings. He told them, "These ground rules are the philosophy. If you're in tune with me, then let's go. If you aren't, I understand." The ground rules. 1. In no sense is any rate of return guaranteed to partners. Partners who withdraw 0.5% monthly are doing just that, withdrawing. If we earn more than 6% per annum over a period of years, the withdrawals will be covered by earnings and the principal will increase. If we don't earn 6%, the monthly payments are partially or wholly a return of capital. 2. Any year in which we fail to achieve at least a plus 6% performance will be followed by a year when partners receiving monthly payments will find those payments lowered. 3. Whenever we talk of yearly gains or losses, we are talking about market values, that is, how we stand with assets valued at market at year end against how we stood on the same basis at the beginning of the year. This may bear very little relationship to the realized results for tax purposes in a given year. 4. Whether we do a good job or a poor job is not to be measured by whether we are plus or minus for the year. It is instead to be measured against the general experience in securities as measured by the Dow Jones Industrial Average, leading investment companies, etc. If our record is better than that of these yardsticks, we consider it a good year whether we are plus or minus. If we do poorer, we deserve the tomatoes. 5. While I much prefer a 5-year test, I feel 3 years is an absolute minimum for judging performance. It is a certainty that we will have years when the partnership performance is poorer, perhaps substantially so, than the Dow. If any 3-year or longer period produces poor results, we all should start looking around for other places to have our money. An exception to the latter statement would be 3 years covering a speculative explosion in a bull market. 6. I am not in the business of predicting general stock market or business fluctuations. If you think I can do this, or think it is essential to an investment program, you should not be in the partnership. 7. I cannot promise results to partners. What I can and do promise is that A. Our investments will be chosen on the basis of value, not popularity. B. That we will attempt to bring risk of permanent capital loss, not short-term quotational loss, to an absolute minimum by obtaining a wide margin of safety in each commitment and a diversity of commitments, and C. My wife, children, and I will have virtually our entire net worth invested in the partnership. Everyone invited to the Omaha Club that night signed on and Buffett took their checks. As new partners joined, they were each carefully taken through the ground rules. Then, every partner was sent an updated copy annually.